On June 16, 1956, a U.S. CIA officer posing as a diplomat was killed in a bomb attack in Cyprus. If you're going to chuck a bomb at someone, you probably think you have a good reason for doing so. Nicosia, Cyprus. The U.S. is both loved and hated. The world's number one military and economic power since the end of World War II has been responsible for some amazing feats of reconstruction, such as the Marshall Plan in Europe, as well as some really dumb decisions. Vietnam, Iraq, etc. We here in Canada would describe our relationship as follows. You can't live with them, you can't live without them. The U.S. is so important to our economy, and we rely on them for continental defense. We seriously underspend on defense because we assume the Americans will save our keisters if the situation gets bad. But they also drive us crazy, and not only since the election of Donald Trump. We are not big on U.S. jingoism and the notion that they are the greatest at everything. No, we shy, deferential, aw shucks Canucks are not like our neighbors, are we? Former Canadian Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau famously said, "Living next to you is in some ways like sleeping with an elephant. No matter how friendly and even-tempered the beast, if I can call it that, one is affected by every twitch and grunt." In a lot of countries, the dislike for the U.S. takes a dangerous turn. U.S. diplomats, business people, journalists, and others have been targeted for violence and death. This is well beyond the odd demonstration, flag burning, or shouts of "Death to America." On this day, the hatred did lead to deaths and injuries. An American diplomat, William Pierce Butler, who was actually with the CIA, was killed by a bomb tossed into a cafe in Nicosia, Cyprus. Five of the diplomats were injured. 3 weeks later, a letter arrived at the American consulate. It was titled "Tragic Mistake" and was signed by the local terrorist group's leader. The letter explained that the bombs were meant for British officials, not Americans. Mr. Butler was simply in the wrong place at the wrong time. The intended target may well have been the Brits, as they are hated almost as much as the Yanks, and they were in charge of Cyprus at the time. Still, this was a terrorist act, even if the quote-unquote wrong man died.
Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at @BorealisSaves, or on LinkedIn or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatrisk.com, and clicking this subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.